So my friend Connor and I were just trying to compensate for a misturn and saw a checkpoint over to the left where we knew we needed to be. So he was following not too far from behind me, and mid-conversation, you know, I just felt the snow out from under me give way. So I turned around as quick as I could, tried to stick my axe into the ice, but it didn't take. So I just fell. The first fall was pretty scary, and then I was sliding a bunch. I know, just very dark. Felt like I was going, 100 miles an hour, and then was just sort of launching around. Didn't know which way was what. So felt like I was sort of in the middle of it all, but I guess it was fortunate enough that there wasn't much snow, is what the report said, so that I wasn't buried. And I ended up riding it all the way to the end, and it was just when I finally stopped moving, I was face down on top of my arm. I lifted my head, and it was bleeding pretty badly. And then I kind of, it was just a lot of adrenaline. I didn't really know what was broken and what wasn't, but I could feel that my arm wasn't right, the one that I was laying on top of. And that's when I heard my buddy Connor calling for me. He hadn't ridden it down all the way. He was able to stop himself, but he definitely suffered a major concussion, because when he finally, when we started talking to each other, he slid down the rest of the way on his butt. But he didn't know who I was for the next half hour. He kept asking who I was, where we were, what was going on. Just the same questions over and over again. Yeah, so there was a time where I felt like I was in the air, and, for a few seconds, and I actually had, time to think. I was thinking to myself, oh, man, I don't know. When am I going to hit the ground again? I haven't felt it in a little while. And then, big crash. But as soon as Connor got to me, we tried to find a place that was flat, because we were still on a pretty severe incline, and we went a little bit further down from where the avalanche stopped, but it just looked like another cliff edge. So we thought to ourselves that we should try to climb back up a little bit, not knowing how far we'd fallen, try to climb up to that checkpoint that we were trying to get to, because we knew that's where the regular path was, and that there would be some hikers. So we started climbing up. We'd lost all our gear. We lost the crampons and the spikes in the fall. So we were just climbing with regular boots, and it was very tough going, especially with my arm. But what happened was Connor was kind of leading the way. He would jam his boots in as much as possible, and then I would just sort of follow in his footsteps, using any sort of structure we could to get up. But we were both exhausted. He was bleeding from his head, so was I, so both a little bit dizzy. It was starting to get dark, so I was starting to get a little scared. We finally ended up hearing our friends Tristan and RK from across the way. We didn't know where they were, but we heard their voices, and they're shouting out for us. We started shouting back. And then after we figured out that we were on opposite sides of where the avalanche happened, and that, we wouldn't be able to get to each other, Tristan made a decision and just shouted out to us, said, just cuddle up, stay close, we're going to go get help. And that was at 6:30. I remember looking at my phone, because we'd been trying to call 911, but we didn't have any service. So we sort of propped ourselves up on a bush that was protruding from the snow, so that we had a little bit of structure so we wouldn't just slide right back down. Yeah, so I knew about the broken arm. I definitely felt that, but I thought the shoulder was dislocated, but it turns out the scapula was also broken. And then I didn't find this out until the morning after when I did the full scan, but I also had a fracture in my L2 vertebrae.